Jody, familiar stomping ground for you, but not the result you would have wanted, because you've changed allegiance. That game had it all, didn't it? Sending off, lots of questionable incidents. The referee played his part as well. I mean, how on earth do you sum something like that up?
I thought the referee had a difficult job because there was a lot of stuff going on off the ball. There was a lot of overreaction to tackles and referee decisions, so it was difficult for him. So I'm not gonna criticise him too much. I do think he missed a few things, but I'm sure they think he missed a few things as well. The way I'd sum the game up is they've not created a goal scoring opportunity throughout the entire game, and the number 9 Brad Hunt has scored an outstanding goal. I'm disappointed because we've given the ball away cheaply when we had good possession. Michael Cheek dropped into midfield and gave the ball away, but the finish from 45 yards was exceptional. They've then got something to hang on to, and they managed to hang on to it. But, you know, on reflection, if you look at it all, we created 4 or 5 good chances in the game. Michael Cheek's been through twice, 1v1. We've had a back post header, which was Michael Cheek as well, and then we've eventually got the goal. So, you know, there's plenty for me to build on. We retained the ball well when they went down to 10 men and defended well. You know, we got it on the counter attack for their second goal, but the first goal was just a top draw finish from 45 yards, so you have to credit him with that.
Did you fall to the curse of 10 men? Would you have preferred that there were no sendings off?
No, I don't think it was the old 10 men curse. I just think we gave the ball away cheaply in the middle of the pitch, and it was an outstanding finish. I don't suppose we'll see many finishes like that this season from that distance, hit that flat as well, which didn't give Danny Sandbridge in goal any time to drop back and recover. I don't think it was a 10-man thing, because I think we dominated the game like that when they were down 10 men. I think I'd love to see the possession stats, and like, we've got the DVD, so we'll see that. We must have had 70-30 possession in the second half, and we did create chances from it, and we did create free kicks. And I mean, we've almost nicked it at the end when Michael Cheek's been brought down right on the 18-yard line. I think, look, it's my first game. It was always going to be an awkward place to come. It's a derby game. I remember the derby games last year. They're difficult. They're levellers. They're not played quite as open and as freely as other games. But I felt as though it was a good building block. I saw things in the game that I think we can take into the rest of the season.
There was a crunching tackle in the first half. Handbags right in front of you. There was a lot of needle in that game as well. What was your view of all that? Because it was right in front of you. And was that because it was a derby and there was a lot of high tempo stuff going to go on between the two sides because of so many connections in today's game?
Yeah, you've got a lot of players who have played for both clubs. You've also got me, and you've also got the fact it's a derby game, and I think history tells us the two clubs don't really like each other that much. I'm not getting involved in that, but the tackle in front of the dugout, there was nothing in it. Two people went in, neither player appealed for a free kick. It was just, like I said, throughout the game there was a lot of overreactions, and people on the sideline overreacted, players run over and overreacted, and it almost got out of hand needlessly.
There's a few new signings and you used a few today. I thought Bradley Hamilton settled in well. What's your opinion of him? Because he was the only one of the new signings to start the game, and then of course you brought on Jordan Pavitt and Hopkins.
Yeah, I thought all three new boys played their part. Brad played the 90 minutes, showed a lot of energy, some reasonable bits of quality, but Brad will get better and better. I had him as a player at Colchester United. He got a 2-year pro deal at Colchester United, and he's still only 21. There's a lot that, you know, we'll see a lot better things from Brad. I thought Danny Hopkins coming at half time, it was an enforced substitution. Dobinson got injured, and I thought he was playing very well, so he was a loss to us, Dobinson. But Hopkins come on, I thought he ticked possession over well, was tidy, I was pleased. Pavitt also come on, and he was the lad who crossed the ball for Cheek's goal, so he's had an impact as well. We were, you know, it was difficult today, he was under strength, no Danny Barber, so Michael Toner's forced to play left back, which isn't ideal. Recently the club have lost Callender, Moulton, TJMS, so, you know, going forward we may be not as strong as we will be as the season progresses. Like I say, my big thing today is I think players settled in well. It's my first game with the boys. It was a tough first game. Everyone knew it was going to be a tough first game. But I'll go away from that, look at the performance and say there was lots of good in it. They didn't create a goal-scoring opportunity, unless you regard a 45-yard lob as a goal-scoring opportunity. They didn't really trouble our back four. Occasionally the right winger did. and we created four or five chances in what was a tight game, so I think we did more than enough. But what I was really pleased with was second half, how much we dominated possession. So there's lots to take, and I'm not coming away from here feeling too negative, because you know, well, we recall last year Heybridge beat Maldon and Maldon beat Heybridge. These sort of Boxing Day games are always tough. We'll build on it. We're still in a strong position, and hopefully put a long unbeaten run together now.
Now, still new faces to come, though, as well. Andrew Jocelyn, that, the connection there is obvious. It's Halstead Town, and I think he's just got one more match to serve under a suspension from Halstead before he comes into to your framework. Somebody that you obviously admire?
Yeah, AJ, I call him. He's a bright footballer. He's defensive-minded, like he's holding midfielder, fullback. But he has been nicking a few goals for Halstead. But I've known AJ. I give him his senior debut when he's 15, 16 years old at Halstead. I've known him for a long time. I've worked with him away from football, and he's got a great personality, great character. And even when not in the side, he'll get the best out of the players in the side, because he'll be working very, very hard to break into this 11. And then obviously we've got Chris Bryan and Frank Everett are both re-signed for the club. But as part of the deal of Maldon releasing them, we agreed not to play them today, which I think was fair on Maldon, because they helped us by doing the release forms. Hopefully we're strengthening the side. We have had a lot of departures, and there might be some more departures. You know, as I've said from the start, I'd like to keep the squad together, but I understand if we can't. But I saw enough today to know that we'll go forward and we'll be one of the stronger teams in this league.
You've had a couple of training sessions and one game. You didn't make perhaps the ideal debut, which would have been at Screlley Road. What would you say that you've learnt about your players in the two training sessions and a game today?
They've got loads of character. We're physically strong side. We've got a few players in there that are technically a lot better than I knew before I'd worked with them, like Taylor Hastings at the back as a defender. He's got a bit about him on the ball as well, which is good. I thought Dobinson was outstanding for the 45 minutes before he got injured. It's still such early days. Like, even the sessions we've had have been in the pouring rain, in horrible conditions. We'll grow together. Today, like, people watching hopefully could see that we grew within the game. We were solid first half, but second half we dictated the game, and we've conceded two goals really naively. And you know, one was, you know, it was an individual error from Michael Cheek losing the ball in that area of the pitch. But you know, I want it to be positive. I felt the performance was positive. I'm disappointed the nature of the two goals, but they're two goals out of nothing. Maldon haven't broken us down today. They haven't outplayed us. They haven't passed the ball through us. They've scored two goals out of nothing. So that's, you know, credit to them. And hopefully that, you know, for them, they can go on to good things as well. But I'm just focused on us. It was a positive performance. It was a positive second half. And we'll grow and improve from that.
And just finally, will you be looking for the old cliche of bounce back ability on Saturday?
See you later. Yeah, no. Obviously, it's important that we get straight back to it on Saturday. And if we take the second half performance into it, certainly the last 15 minutes, where we really sort of recycled possession, kept the ball, kept delivering good crosses, good slide passes, and we looked a real threat. If we take that into our next game, then we'll find it difficult to compete with us.
Okay, Jody, thank you very much. All great right. To meet you.
No problem.